I just don't understand how all these ladies are getting stuck in the washing machine. It's like, shouldn't they know how to use those things?
Mm-hmm. They've got enough practice. Yeah. At least they should.
Yeah, but you're thinking moms. These are stepmoms.
Yeah.
Stepmoms. Yeah. They haven't gone through the training.
Yeah, they don't know all the ins and outs of a whirlpool, you know? Yeah.
It's scary. There's one entrance, there's one exit. It goes in a circle.
And it's dark in there and get confused.
So dark.
Yeah. How about you show a little empathy for these poor women, okay?
Never in my life.
Yeah.
And we've started.
I will never show
I'll turn the cameras on, I guess, woman. Now. Yeah. No, that's not Mike's MO.
No. Mission impossible.
Improbable.
Yeah, no fucking chance. Yeah, it is a, I don't know, how, like, in terms of the spectrum of types of pornography.
Yeah.
That's one of the silliest ones I've ever heard of.
That's quite popular.
Yeah. When you say,
believe it is. I'm sure it is. But I can't let myself believe it.
Yeah. The stepmom thing, or you mean the getting stuck thing?
The stepmom thing makes a lot of sense.
Okay, it's
that
the getting stuck
That makes a
stuck
ton
thing.
Of sense to me.
They're always getting stuck in a dryer or under a couch, and that's like kind of it, but... I don't understand. Is the idea that, like, now that my stepmom is stuck, I can rape her? That's like what it is,
I think,
right?
Kind of what kind it's of leaning towards.
But they're always like, "Oh, it'd be crazy if someone fucked me right now."
It
like,
would be crazy.
Like,
it
how
would
about
be.
Stop doing that?
Hey, you're right.
How about stop fucking your stepmom and get her some help? Okay, get I don't own a car. A jack.
A car jack.
Thank you. Get a jack or
stop
a stronger
jacking off
friend.
And get a car jack.
Yes.
It's like how when a mom sees her kid stuck under a car, she can lift the car up. It's like when a stepson sees a stepmom stuck under a couch, he pushes it down more so
he gets
can
hornier.
Fuck her
no, it pulls up the horniness in him.
That's what it has to be.
That's how he becomes a man. Stepson becomes a man when he finds his stepmom stuck inside of a dryer. Get out! It's a big hole.
If I saw,
what do you mean you're stuck in it?
If I saw my stepmom. Which is weird. This to me,
do you have a stepmom?
I have a dad's girlfriend.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have a dad's girlfriend. If I saw her stuck on her couch, I'd be like, damn, it seems like something for my dad to deal with. Anyway.
Yeah,
anyway, dude. I gotta go, actually. I'm late to the sitting out in the backyard factory that I have to go clock in.
You know what
at.
Else I've noticed, actually?
What?
After they stop fucking, like after they start fucking, I mean, she magically gets unstuck. So maybe it just works.
It just works. Yeah, it's the friction again. Let's lock some loose.
It's how wet she is.
I've actually never tried it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you can't fake the results. If it works, it works.
If it works, it works.
It's kind of a double. It's a kind of a double fantasy because it's like a triple fantasy even. Because like number one, I have a stepmom. Number two, she's sexy and horny. And number three, I have in-unit washer and dryer.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have a dryer in the house to get. Yeah, you're just getting stuck in the dryer at the laundromat, and some Dominican lady's like, "Get the fuck out of the way!" I couldn't do it here.
Yeah. I'm so sick of fucking my stepmom in the at the laundromat.
Korean woman's getting mad at you.
It's like, how much more do you need? You have to live at your parents' house, your dad's house.
You're 32 and you live at your dad's house, who's 41.
Yeah. And he has a really nice washer and dryer in there.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah, but also, another part of the fantasy, like I said, if it does help get her unstuck, you get to fulfill the male fantasy of just being helpful around the house.
Oh, yeah.
You know? You need a shelf hung? You got it. You need me to fuck you out of this dryer?
Yeah.
It's nice having a man around.
And you mix those up, and you're like, she's like, I'm stuck in the dryer. And you're like, I'll have a hammer. Hold on a second.
Well, I'll fuck this shelf into a wall. So I gotta say something to you, Diego. I apologize. Shit. We have not played Fortnite. And
I
am so sorry.
That's okay.
I'm so sorry.
There's a lot of, not together, not with each other.
Last time we were hanging out, we were like, you play Fortnite daily, I guess. And I was going to hop on. Here's what happened. One, I don't know how you find the time. I feel like the second I get like done with whatever the fuck it is I do all day, I don't know. But I know I'm exhausted, but I went to go like log on one time and I realized I don't even pay for PlayStation like online.
Oh, then you can't play. Yeah,
and I was like, man, am I gonna like buy a year subscription to this thing so I can play with
the
Diego
amount of joy it brings
one
me?
Time?
Absolutely, you should.
How much is that running you for a year?
I think $80 for the entire year.
No, it's more than that, isn't it?
I don't know.
A year?
It's not much more than that. Maybe $100 for the year. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's not so bad, I guess. But I remember
it's a free game, first of all. Yeah, I buy a skin every once in a while. It's a joke. It's so funny. It. RoboCop. How many Paul Verhoeven skins am I going to find in this fucking game? But it's like, here's, again, I've said this before, and I've said this, I apologize, I've said it before.
Don't say it.
I'm talking to my friend Kevin.
Okay.
Kevin Casey White is here, by the way, everybody.
Hello.
If someone would have explained to me that gaming is basically on a phone call with your buddies while you do something, that would have been a bigger selling point to me, because it's like, I would like to talk to more of my friends. What am I going to call them? Like an insane person?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Go shoot something and tell me.
So what are you doing?
Yeah, that's not, this is really like the big, and again, women play video games. I'm not saying anything like that.
They don't.
Men talk to each other. This is exactly, like, guys talk to each other watching a football game. That's how we talk to each other, you know? But this is more fun because I'm shooting a teenager Goku.
Yeah, or podcasting. That's the only other way men know how to talk to each
I mean, sincerely. And look, we should be better. Nah, I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm actually really happy.
I think we're great. I think the world needs a balance between the feminine and the masculine. And I don't think, you know, you fall wherever, you fall anywhere you want in that. You could change where you fall in that day to day. But Fortnite is very fun with a group of people. It's not fun by yourself. It's a little fun by yourself.
Yeah.
It's not as fun by yourself, but like playing with like three of your friends. And the other day, it was me, Mac, BK Sherrod, who's a homie. BK, what's up? Andrew, and there's like six people.
Yeah.
And it was like insane. It's we like couldn't even play a normal game. We had to play like a weird one-off game because it doesn't allow that people. It was the most fun shit ever.
Yeah. I am still down to be the worst guy on the squad in Fortnite. I'm so down for that.
Here's the great
part. But I'm realizing I need to like plan this.
Yeah, but here's the fun part. I play with people that aren't don't play as often as I do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get put in the hard games where I'm at. We get pulled down to the easy games where they are.
Yeah.
So it's so fun when I play with
you get to dominate, right?
Yeah, I butt fuck people with a pistol. Yeah. It's awesome.
Also, I think something else for me, gaming has always been like putting on, like it's rare that I'm like, hey gang, come on over and watch a movie, you know?
Yeah,
it's like
happens.
I'm alone, the day is done, and I'm turning my brain off kind of thing, right? So that might be like a hump I gotta get over, honestly, of just enjoying the hang of it. Because what you just described is totally, that sounds great, but it's not what I think of when I think of somebody playing online games.
Do you think about this? Do you think about a 36-year-old man who has roommates who's really concerned about slurp juice?
I do think about Mac, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Mac is 34.
What's slurp juice?
It's a thing in the game that gives you energy. It's an embarrassing game.
Yeah.
I'll admit that. I'm not against that. But like so much of my life.
Got some slurp juice on my nine. I hear that all the time. While I'm trying to jack off in my room.
Yeah.
Here you guys fucking talk about slurp juice. I'm trying to get some of my own slurp juice. You know what I mean?
I'm never going to own a house. I'm never going to have kids. I'm never going to be married. I get to do whatever the fuck I want.
Hey.
And if one aspect of my life is embarrassing like this, that's fine.
And
that's
I will say this.
There's more than one aspect.
There's more than one aspect of your life that's embarrassing. Penis size, smell.
Penis size, the smell of my penis. Yes.
Yeah.
The look and shape of your penis.
The weight of your penis.
The color of your penis.
Yeah, it's way darker than you think it's going to be.
The tactileness of your penis. I'm told.
Yeah. It feels like sticky hands.
One of those sticky hands. It just fell between car seats for a while.
It's covered in lint and hair. Yeah.
No, Cheetos. When the fuck was the last time I had Cheetos?
You have to use another sticky hand to make it less dirty.
Yeah.
It's like the ring.
Yeah,
back and forth.
Dude, you got a lint roller.
No, honey, I'll be in a second.
Yeah.
Just tearing another sheet.
Your penis looks like anytime they do a close-up in Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
You're like, where the fuck that Band-Aid come from?
A blue wart and the fucking two hairs. Stitches on it for some reason.
Yeah.
How's I can't help it.
My penis is unbelievable.
Hey, yeah, it's doing good, huh?
It's unbelievable in the same way that, like, a Bigfoot is. It can't be believed.
No one's seen it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's all blurry.
There's this grainy footage of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then if you DM me on Instagram enough, you can see it, too.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
If you DM
you can't do that anymore.
If you're DMing literally anything, hello, hi,
you're gonna get
consenting to a grainy dick pic.
That way,
every DM is consent.
Legally binding. Yeah. You heard it here.
If you put it in your bio, then it's legal.
Ooh. Actually.
Actually. That was like when I got one of those scam emails that was like, we have a video of you masturbating and we'll send it to everyone. And I go like, it's really easy to get that thing, actually.
Dude.
Go
ahead.
It's way easier to get that than you could ever imagine.
I got that too. You've gotten that, right?
No, I haven't.
It's a classic scam thing. And my first thought, I guess, was like yours was like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Show people.
I don't.
Are people going to be like, sinner? Yeah. I can't believe he masturbated. Go eat some graham crackers. It's fine. Fine. I was jacking off. It's what we do.
I wanted to reply back to them. I actually only jack off while looking at my phone. I don't really use my laptop for that. So good luck.
La-di-da, Rockefeller, jacking off with a laptop.
Oh, all of a sudden I'm jacking. Yeah, now I'm jacking off and my bed's getting all hot because the fan's covered in dust.
I like to squint when I come. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. Yeah. You're not jacking off.
I'm jacking off a lot.
Yeah, oh, Diego's buddy. Yes, fap.
I'm yes, we can fap. It's ridiculous. It's also like, hey, people are going to get mad at you for sharing that, not me for being it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm the victim here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Shit.
And I bet my fucking rod looks good. Never called it that before in my life.
Yeah, you didn't sound confident saying it.
Hey, I didn't feel it either.
You sound like Ned Flanders talking about his son.
It was, you were never like, yeah, I hope my rod, and I could hear your brain be like,
what are you doing,
fuck, damn it, why did I go down there? I gotta finish
it.
Odd look good. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's good to be back though, boys.
Yeah, it's nice to have you back. Get a touch of the lat.
Huh?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Kevin used to be our roommate.
Kevin used to live with us.
Yeah.
If you've listened long enough, he's been on the podcast before.
Yeah.
When we lived together.
Yeah.
And now we don't. And we're gonna change that soon.
I'm moving in.
We're moving
back
in.
We're making the living room another bedroom, and we're saving more money on rent.
I love saving money.
Fuck it. We'll make my room two rooms.
Yeah. Huh? I don't need a living room.
I don't. I
could. I have one now.
Mm-hmm. You have one now. Now we make. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Okay, I'm very curious. The living situation, wasn't that just like a closet? Wasn't it like a game closet or something?
It was. So the part where I have it set up as a living room was used as the bedroom. And then the part that I have set up where my bed is was the closet.
Yeah.
Which is...
So you like your own separate living room.
I just think it's fun. It's like, why not?
Yeah totally. But are you like a big alone time guy?
Not really.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more...
I mean, I've lived with you. I feel like you were always, like, around, right?
Yeah, but I did feel like when I...
In the bathroom when you're trying to use it?
It's kind of a power move, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just always kind of... I'm like, oh, I have my own living room. I don't have to hang out with you guys.
Then you're over there and be like, what's so funny?
Yeah.
Come over here and say it.
What are you guys laughing at?
Yeah. Are you guys watching Dune without me again? Or whatever. Are you guys bonding over Curb Your Enthusiasm, even though watching it makes me angry?
Makes you furious.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Curb?
It's like, shut up.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It really is the same problem.
It's
a millionaire complaining about having to spend $60 over and over again.
I spend $60 and I don't even think about it. And I am in debt.
If anything, it's a testament to how funny Larry David is because the show has pulled off the impossible. It's made people care about a billionaire's problems.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I'm not doing a voice.
Don't go too deep in the voice.
Do the voice.
I'm not doing the voice. it's a fucking billionaire being like, no, I lost her jacket. What should we do? Buy another one. You're a fucking buy the company. Who gives a shit? Every episode is a stupid problem that can be solved in one of two ways. I like the show. One, buy it. Just buy a new one. Two, explain yourself better.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah, that's true.
It's so much. It's like
every episode.
Say you're sorry.
Truly, say you're sorry once in a while.
And then he opened up a coffee shop out of spite.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. I like.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, but how can you complain about not having like $60 when you opened a business?
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I see your point now.
Like it just doesn't even. There's a lot of holes.
I was hearing. I wasn't listening. And I'm sorry.
And what's
and
his
I'm
face
better than Larry David.
Not funny. What the fuck's it?
Jeff Garland?
Jeff Garland.
Jeff
stinks.
Garland, dude. Jeff Garland seems... Okay. Have either of you met Jeff Garland?
No.
At least he was inappropriately touching people, I believe.
I hear he's famously a dickhead.
Ooh.
That's what I hear.
I hate him. So
he doesn't seem like a dude I'd want to hang with.
Mm-mm.
And I know, Jeff, you subscribe to the Patreon and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Get been.
Hey, that's pay my, more and don't my, listen.
Yeah.
That's my hard hitting. Get bent.
Saying yeah. Get bent rocks.
Up yours.
Get bent rocks. Get bent so that someone can fuck you in the ass.
Yeah, get bent. Get bent over so a penis can go in your asshole.
Hey, eat my shorts.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Hey, caramba.
I always forget some stuff like that. Like I'll say something like, oh, yeah, they're really bending me over a barrel. I'm like, oh, to fuck me in the ass.
To fuck me in the ass.
Yeah.
That's fun. I love an old man saying.
It is fun, but then sometimes, you know, with woke culture now, people get upset.
Wait, what old man saying are you getting in trouble for?
I guess it's not an old man saying. I was talking, because I meant it in a non-sexual way, but I was talking about doing jiu-jitsu with Diego's professor, who's a really big, strong guy. And I said, sure. I didn't want to do it because he'd be butt-fucking me all over the gym.
Oh, that's not bad, is it?
It's not bad, but there was a man of the homosexual persuasion near me. And I was like, this is it's me. I was being insensitive.
Hold on a second. Did the gay man call you out? Or did you just feel guilt? Like
I think so there was a lot of power dynamics. So I was at my friend's tattoo shop.
It's a simple question.
So
it's a very simple question. He's doing a lot of...
He didn't call me up, but my friend did. Ooh. My friend was tattooing him.
Was like, hey, that guy's gay, so don't say that.
Afterwards.
Because I think when you say butt fucking me all over the gym, I think the assumption is like, it's not nice.
Yeah.
It's lubeless.
Yeah.
There's a type of unwanted butt fucking that any sexual persuasion can agree... We don't want it right now.
But I do
right?
want to state for the obvious that two guys having anal sex is a sin. I think it's wrong and it's a sin.
Poop comes out of there. What are you doing?
Hey, fuck a lady.
I think fucking a woman in the
ass. Hey, what are you doing?
I think fucking a woman in the ass is a sin.
Yeah.
I think it's disgusting.
Because it makes me, it's yucky.
The pussy's right there, dog.
My boy.
God made
dog.
A
hey dog. What the hell?
God she's made stuck, a sex hole.
She's stuck right there.
Yeah, she's stuck in that fucking washing machine right there, buddy.
Yeah, we're like, whoa, in the pussy.
So just to clarify, so you didn't actually get in trouble.
I didn't get in trouble from him.
I was gonna say scolded. I would argue that. If that person was like, hey, I'm gay, you can't say that. I could be like, you know, I don't mean the fun kind.
Yeah.
You could be straight and like butt stuff. Like, whatever.
No,
dude.
I didn't
like,
actually get in trouble. I do hate woke culture, but I do think cancel culture is real and it's coming for me specifically. But no, I didn't actually get in trouble.
No, you do not.
I'm not known enough. There can't cancel the unknown man.
When saying, I think we could, everybody can finally put it to rest. Now that Shane Gillis hosted the show he got fired from a year later, we can all go, I guess there's no such thing as getting canceled. It's just the populace. It's just the populace deciding who your fan base is for you. you know what I mean? Like, he got fired, but then he got like a promotion and it worked out for him kind of better. Like, if he was stuck doing weekly sketches and you know how like famously competitive that show is, and it's like the hardest job in showbiz, and you're lucky if you get one thing on air, instead he got to do whatever the fuck he wanted. Like,
I'm sure.
I would say the hardest job in showbiz is being a mother.
Okay. Yeah. Because it's.
I just trying to redeem myself for the stuff I said earlier.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Yeah, it's fine. What the fuck? Are you fucking kidding me with this shit, dude? He's gonna fucking bury you. Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna get canceled and have to move even further into my room.
No.
I only get the little part.
You only get the little room.
Go get your hood. Listen, this fucking guy. Are you kidding me? Do a Larry David impression.
No. Listen, I thought about it for a second, but here's mostly why I'm saying no. I'm not very good at voices.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can do one impression. Nothing? There's.
Here's the thing. I can do an impression. I can do impressions sometimes when I'm not thinking about them. If I'm like doing a bit or something, like if I'm like in a conversation with someone and I slip into the impression, like I can do it. Every once in a while, I'm like, I got a pretty okay Donald Trump.
Here we go.
But then when
this?
I try, he's heard it. It's pretty good. But when I try to do it, it's dog shit.
Uh-huh. When it comes out, we're just hanging out. It's
seriously?
Not bad. Yeah.
Because sometimes I think it's the thing is that we're both from New York.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll just catch myself like hitting a cadence that's similar. And then I'm like, okay, let's play with this.
Yeah. You're both from New York. You both voted for him.
Our birthdays are. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Will you humor me anyway? Will you do it a little bit anyway?
No.
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 You do a good Ross to Santa Claus.
Oh, Bumble Claws?
Bumble Claws.
Bumble Claws. It's my favorite meme of all time. It's a okay, so I'm going to explain a meme on the podcast.
Let's
it's going to be awesome.
Meme.
Yeah,
so
we love it. I love when you're hanging out with somebody and they're like, "Oh my god, did you see that meme?" And then it's like, it's a guy, he's standing in front of a bagel store and you're like,
"Uh-huh." Rotating in the mind. Okay.
You're looking around for anyone else you can talk to.
No. Okay, so it's Santa Claus, but he has yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. Anyway, tell me about your meme.
So, it's a Santa Claus, but he has dreadlocks. He's a white guy and he has white dreadlocks.
This is great.
It's already funny.
Awesome.
And then the quote is, child, I want a bicycle for Christmas. And then it says, Bumba Claus, me not had that. And that's the whole thing. It's my favorite meme.
It's an unbelievable
of all
meme.
Time.
That is, yeah.
Me not had that. It's unbelievable.
It's really
and
funny.
Then it also is.
Oh,
me.
Man, I hate that got me, dude.
It's also the same as M.R.
Oh, M.R.
My favorite reggae artist of all time. He's the white reggae artist from London.
Yeah?
Have you
listened
to M.R.?
No, you know, I can't say I have.
No, yeah, keep talking. I'm going to pull up.
Here's the thing about M.R. When he fucked pussy turned red.
Yeah.
Because
he fucks it so hard and
because
good.
Are they bleeding?
No, I think it just becomes like
he just puts a work in.
You know? Oh, it's it's just beat up.
Yeah. He beat the pussy up.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's cool, man.
When he fucked pussy turned red. Wait. And I'm not doing a racist impression because it's a white guy who has a fake Jamaican accent.
Of course. But when he speaking to himself in the third person?
Yeah.
When me fuck pussy.
When me fuck pussy, pussy turn red.
When me fuck pussy, pussy turn red.
Lord of mercy.
I gotta fucking find the one.
Oh, yeah, It's very funny that you, because you have YouTube with ads. I got YouTube Premium over here, brother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but I have.
I was in Romania. And,
whoa!
Did I tell you about this?
I haven't seen you since you went to commercials. Are you fucking kidding me?
I got it. Don't worry.
There was a white rapper there that really liked me.
Really?
A white Romanian rapper. Yeah,
that's
who's
awesome.
Like famous over there.
And he really liked you, or like he saw you do stand up, or he just walked up and he goes, "Nice."
So I went over to do. I went over to do Romania's Got Talent.
Nice.
Like as a joke.
Yeah, because you're American.
And they. Like I applied as a joke because I thought it'd be like a funny thing to be brought up as like a credit, and they gave me a thumbs up, and so I flew out and I did it. And one of the judges is like a white rapper, and he was like, "I love your fucking jokes, man. I'll tell you about it." But first,
dude, that's so.
I feel like
awesome.
We need to swipe this.
Get MDR off the table.
No, we don't. First of all, that's staying on the table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but so he looks like this.
He looks like me.
See this, dude.
He looks like me with long hair. Dude, I'm so glad we get to
these. Those are what.
Oh my god, dude!
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
And he's also not. He's from London. He's not from Jamaica. He just has connected with dancehall and reggae so much that he started doing the accent.
Wow, she's busting it wide open.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we don't want to get taken down.
Yeah, put that fucking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Everyone
who's listening to this podcast already knows.
You
what
know what we're
on.
Listening to. You know we're spreading the gospel.
Yeah, it's pussy never sad. Yeah.
Man, it's editing.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's really insane. It's really crazy that no one's like, "Hey, man, stop doing that."
Hey, dude, you shouldn't be saying these things.
Can I see something?
Yeah.
He's screenshotting the women.
It has like 5.6.
That's what I was gonna.
5.6 million views on this version.
Whoa!
He is a rock star.
No, but it's all online. I've seen I've seen videos of him performing it live because I have a mental illness.
Yeah,
and everyone's just like,
"The fuck is this?"
Kind of just like staring. Like, yeah,
that makes it so much better. It's only the people with us online.
Yeah,
who have any
yeah,
idea?
Yeah, everyone's
who
like,
we
"Bro,
are.
Spitting fire!" Like, ironically, and then he's like, "Oh,
I should be
Miguan do a big festival." You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, "Hey, man, talk regular." He goes, "Me talk like this."
It's like that scene.
R.I.P. Pussy.
The top comment. R.I.P. Pussy.
Have you seen the Meet Joe Black scene where Brad Pitt's talking to the woman in the hospital and he's doing like a patois?
No.
It's so
I've just seen the part where he gets hit by the car. That's okay, the only part of the movie I've
Here's
seen.
Here's the thing. This guy made a career off of this, and doing that ruined Adrian Brody's career.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah, right?
He did it. Yeah. It was him introducing Sean Paul on SNL.
But he had the fucking
he had the
hat.
Wig on.
He had the wig.
He had the Rasta Banana hat on.
Yeah, that didn't help.
No, it really didn't.
Also, it's like that dude. What's his name?
M.R.
is mm-hmm. fully committed to the bit.
Oh, in a way that
if
is...
you convince people this is my he's Rachel Dolezal. He's like he people is. Are like, all right, whatever, just do it, just stay out of my way.
And I'm on the record for being sexually attracted to Rachel Dolezal.
She has an OnlyFans.
Yeah,
have you
she
seen
pulls
it?
A titty no. out once in a while, I believe.
Do you follow it?
No, I don't follow it.
Yeah, we could throw a couple bucks at
hey,
it.
Hey,
I've going
been saying
on.
This is a joke. I think we should have a group OnlyFans account. We like split as, it like a as, Netflix account
as customers.
Dude, yeah,
not
yeah,
as not
honestly,
as
great idea.
Spirit. She just thought fever. She don't mean nothing. Please help us.
Of course. No be a sister. No devil, no dopey. Everything gonna be alright.
What the fuck? Is that why it's called Meet Joe nothing, Black?
Just... Come on.
Okay.
He's like
a
devil.
She's
the devil?
Yeah, they're talking to the spirit. And they
leave her
what
with
is...
him.
What?
Go with the doctor, lady. Mom, gonna be fine now.
Can I ask you, what is the premise of Meet Joe Black?
Never seen it.
Yes, dude.
What the fuck?
Be evil and not evil, man. And what you is then? I from the next place.
Boy!
Oh,
yeah, dude, that's awesome. Brad Pitt doing patois.
Let me see what.
And every year he gets canceled for it a little bit. Like,
I've
you know,
never
like fake.
Heard of this.
Of course.
I'm a little confused. Okay, so I also don't know what the movie is about. I think he's like a ghost.
He's like
and
a
if
ghost.
You're, if you're
or
close
an
to
angel?
Death,
you
kind of. He's like an angel of death
kind
of thing.
He's like a Grim Reaper,
and
kind of.
And he's there
like
to hold your hand. A friendly Reaper. He's like there to like hold your hand and let you pass on.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
She
yeah.
speaks English.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need the accent. He doesn't need the.
Nope.
Okay, so you
no reason. I've seen the scene a million times. Never seen the movie.
You...
So right. So Brad Pitt plays Death.
Yeah,
and it says
an evil woman. I've been saying that in my head to myself all day.
Celebrating his 65th birthday, businessman and devoted family man Bill Parrish, played by Anthony Hopkins, is visited by Death,
who
wants to know what it's like to be human in return for giving Bill extra days of his life. So he gets to be
the
so,
hottest man alive.
So I guess yeah, it's like Brad Pitt is his corporeal form.
Interesting.
After being Death.
Okay. He's like, yeah, I want to be alive, but I'm not gonna be some fucking four.
I'm
gonna
be some fucking ass crack out car mechanic.
No, I'm gonna be pussy hound Brad Pitt.
I'm gonna
in
be
his prime.
Ladies haircut era Brad Pitt. I'm gonna do soccer mom haircut era
Brad
Pitt. Washboard abs and a Karen cut.
Yeah, absolutely. Long Island mom haircut.
Dude, really.
Getting top shelf pussy.
Dude, just getting busting it down in a GMC Yukon with that haircut.
So yeah.
What's the theme, by the way? Do we have a theme for this
podcast?
What, the podcast?
Yeah, I was curious.
No, man. Get
the fuck out of here.
I didn't think
friendship
so.
Friendship is the podcast. Yeah. The theme.
Last time I was on, we drank a bunch of energy drinks.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. Yeah, yeah. We have one.
Why don't you guys do that at the top so you can get all wired?
Because at the beginning, here's how it works. You get that first burst of excitement. We're talking to each other. We're doing bits right away. And then there's a little bit of a lull, and I feel the lull come, and I go, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
And it picks us back up again.
Yeah,
I know exactly.
We have a segment. We've done this hundreds of times.
I apologize. We know what we're doing.
I know.
Yeah,
know
but
what
you,
you're
but
doing.
You do the. You're the timer.
I'm a timer.
Yeah, listen. I'm not offended by it.
Use your
but
words.
I'm not.
He's shy.
I'm really shy.
He gets like
so.
This.
Wait. So tell us about getting
woman.
Sex trafficked to Romania.
Make the evil one. That's why he's shy. He doesn't like evil women.
I can do the voice.
If you had full on, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Whatever that culture is.
Whatever that culture is.
Whatever culture he's making fun of.
Me being done dirty by evil woman 13 times.
That wasn't bad. You can do that voice.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
God damn it.
Oh, that's how we got here. Impressions. Do you do any good impressions?
No.
None? I mean, you could do that. You can do Brad Pitt patois.
I can do. Like if I'm hanging out with someone, I can make fun of them,
yeah,
in some way, shape, or form. But it's not very good. I don't have like a. Christopher Walken in my
sure,
pocket.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like all you do.
Wow.
The, yeah, the Monster energy drink. Wow.
It's
great.
I had it. Look at my ass.
I don't have impressions, by the way. I'm not. I wasn't bringing this up because I do.
I was hoping you were leading us to an impression you're great at.
No, it was on my mind because I did a Cartman last night, and everybody, the whole room stopped and was like, "That was really good."
Nice.
And I was like, never tried to do it
before.
Did
you hit him with the respect my authority?
I don't know. I said, here, I'll...
Ah, seriously, guy.
That's it. It was like one of those things.
Yeah,
you know
good.
What
that's
I mean?
Good, but that's good, though.
Which is so horrible to do in a room of this size.
Yeah, yeah.
My eardrum rattled. But
that's
yeah.
It hurts to do.
So I did that, and I was like, man, like I feel like there are people out there that are like impressionists.
Yeah, it's
that
an embarrassing
are like,
life, though.
That's where I'm going with this. Is more so I was trying to like, imagine if you made your living off of doing Brad Pitt patois or something. Yeah. If
that's
were,
the
like,
one you can do.
You know,
that's
that would be one. Fucking awesome.
You know
and,
what I mean?
And you're in a room being like, has anyone here seen Meet Joe Black? And then no one raises their hand.
No, they all love it.
No. There's a comic on social media who like is an impressionist and gets a lot of stuff. And it's like, I'd like to beat you to death with my hands.
Do we know them?
I don't know them.
Will Sasso?
No.
Will Sasso's allowed. I don't know why.
Will Sasso's funny by himself.
There's something. Yeah, there's something about Will Sasso doing it where I'm like, I like you. I like you in this realm. I really do.
I think because he's funny other ways.
He's not sweaty about it.
No.
And he's also not doing that thing where he's like, he's trying to shoehorn it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I feel like the man has a gift.
Yeah.
And we're lucky to receive it.
This guy.
Who the fuck is this?
Oh, dude, he stinks.
He's like what, big on TikTok?
I only see him on Instagram.
Oh, this guy.
It's just like, oh wow, you do the impressions of the people that are the easiest to do impressions of. And you seem to be having a lot of oh my god.
See, a good impressionist wouldn't need a wig.
Yeah, dude, it's embarrassing.
You know?
And now, especially with TikTok, like everything is like every famous person has to do like TikTok based PR stuff now.
Yeah.
So now he does a lot of like, I'm doing my impression of the person in front of them.
Yeah.
Who was that comment? Oh, wait, did you guys hear about Nick Swardson?
No.
He like got booed off stage last night.
What?
Yeah, I saw it on the way here.
That's
insane. He got too drunk and couldn't tell jokes.
I'm going to be honest. I saw a video of him yesterday, like him talking to camera, trying to get people to buy tickets to his shows. And I was like,
Yeah, he looks bad, man.
Wow. Really bad.
He looks rough.
He's long hair now and not in a good... I mean...
Yeah. He was like on stage and he was just kind of rambling incoherently.
Jesus.
And then they cut his mic and the stage manager like was like, it's time to go.
Whoa!
And then like the guy who owns the venue was like, we're going to give everybody a refund. So sorry about what you saw tonight. Yeah, dude.
Wow.
That's really
rough.
I know. It's such a bummer.
To be that... Like, he's been a professional for this long.
Yeah.
And to do that.
He popped off early, though.
That's a problem.
Too early.
He had the early pop. Like, he was an open micer when that half hour came out. Like,
yeah,
literally
dude.
He talks about it. He's
okay.
Like, I was an open micer. What?
That half hour is really good, though.
It is.
Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It is. Okay. But, like, you're just so... I mean, I'm saying, like, I've had anything near, like... So, you know,
yeah,
when you get a success...
Yeah.
You were on Romania's most wanted world.
Yeah.
You know, when you hit the top, there's just a lot of pressure coming down, and it'll do things to a man.
Yeah, you almost made 30,000 rupees, whatever their money is called.
Does Romania's Got Talent have a question mark at the end?
Hey, I got paid in a couple goats and a bride, okay?
Nice.
And it was
you got some guy's second ugliest sister.
No, but yeah, man, like, you know, like, he popped off, like, immediately, and then it's like, I don't know, I feel like that's a long way down, or...
It's tough.
You know, and he's actually been pretty good about consistent work, but he's kind of like a niche guy, right? He did, like, Reno 911, Grandma's Boy,
and
a couple things here
and
there.
He was, like, the party, I mean, probably still
he was
is.
The fucking party, that was his thing, was, like,
before,
I like to get fucked up.
Before Bert, he was, like, the drinking comic,
dude.
Yeah. You know?
Which is a tough thing to shoehorn yourself in.
Dude.
Because it's just like every fucking weekend you got to get trashed with people.
Yeah, man.
Or else you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude, Bert, like, still lives that life, it seems like. Or, like, not, I don't know, I'm not around him, but you know what I mean? Like, the whole, like, take my shirt off and he's got that massive beer belly and he looks leathery and it's like, you're unwell.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have roommates than live like that.
Yeah, man. It seems
part
like,
of me's like, you know,
a nightmare.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, man. That doesn't seem cool at all.
I think it'd be nice to have money once.
Yeah, of course.
A little bit of money. We all like a little bit of money. I like being able to buy a new pair of shoes every now and then.
Every year.
Once a year, new.
I like to buy a pair of new pair of shoes every year.
You know, a couple cans for the old hooves. That's fine, you know, but I don't know, man. I'm a simple man who lives by simple means. I've grabbed my Bindle.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing. I don't know much book learning or nothing. But one thing I do know is money is the devil.
I was bonding with people today about that feeling when you're hungry but also don't have any money, so you just go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why do we all have to live like this?
Yeah.
In pursuit of some...
When's the last time you did that? That's been a while, right?
It's been a while, yeah.
Condiment sandwich.
Yeah, no, it's been a while for me. I've always had, I can eat something money for the past couple of years. But probably like, I mean, not when we lived together, but in that apartment for sure.
Yeah.
I was like really.
Scraping by, huh?
Yeah, because it was before I started working my office job when I was dog walking for myself, and then a bunch of my clients like moved.
Oh, that's
so. Then I was like, I was down to like two or three clients a day. So then I was like, oh, that's like, I was making like $50 a day at some points. And I was like, oh shit, I need to like get my fucking act together.
Now, real quick side question is, have you ever felt the urge to go back and say hi to the lovely woman who lived downstairs?
My favorite person, dude.
I think you two could have had something.
I'd like to say hi with a rock through her window.
Yeah.
I'll write it on a brick.
I like to walk by it menacingly every once in a while.
What a treat it was. Living in that building, having to constantly get Diego to be dad.
Yeah.
To be like, can you talk? This woman's screaming at me in Spanish. Can you help? I don't know what she's saying. Let me put a shirt on.
Yeah.
You two just yell at each other.
So I'm like, uh-huh.
And I'm like, am I in trouble?
Yeah. Truly. Like we had a fucking
Did
mom.
I walk up the stairs too loud?
What? Oh, my God.
The garbage goes in the garbage can. It's in there.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
I just want you to know. I just want you to know that that's where the garbage goes.
Okay.
Just say you're lonely.
Just say it.
God damn.
Say you want us to fucking. Let's just get stuck in a washing machine.
Sexy old landlord stuck in a washing machine.
Michael, take care of you.
What
that's
a
what I gotta
nightmare.
Do. She's for sure dead now, right?
I bet she's still alive.
No, because I have one.
You don't think Patois Brad Pitt's visited her yet?
No, because I have one. She reminded me so much of my one grandmother.
Nice boys, they're just trying to kettlebell on the roof, not hurting nobody. Fucking old lady.
I can't believe she locked you on the roof that day.
So fucking funny.
It's so funny.
I was working out on the roof. Because during the pandemic, obviously, I couldn't go anywhere. So we'd work out on the roof. And dude, I really liked it. Because, you know, you get in the sun. It's nice to be in the sun.
Lizard man.
And she told us not to do that anymore and go, yeah, I'm still going to do it. And I did it.
Yeah, because it's funny because we're like, okay, do something about it. Yeah. And she kind of did.
Yeah, she put a literal wind chime against the door handle. So if I open the door, it'd make noise.
So funny.
It's like, hey, I'll just wrap it in a t-shirt and take it off.
Yeah, I would just hit it all the time. And just like, it would make noise all the time.
Me too, yeah.
And then one day I was up there and I looked down and I just heard her and her sister arguing and she just locked the door. And I'm like, awesome. And I think I called you. I don't remember who the fucking, whatever. I was like, God damn, I hate this fucking old lady. Let me just be on the roof.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? I can't go anywhere.
Yeah. It was also funny that every month during COVID, she'd be like, you know, I got to raise the rent. And we're like, none of us are working.
That's insane.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, she had expensive tastes.
Yeah.
You know?
She had the expensive taste of thinking that Diego stole $700 from her when she just put it in a purse.
She just couldn't count.
Yeah.
So many times, she's like, it's $100. So I'm like, no, it isn't.
Give me it. I'll count it in front of you.
Did they try to shake you down after everybody was moved out?
Not really.
Okay. Because we left it pretty trashed. I was like, fuck you, right? Like, they didn't try to, like, gouge you for new appliances.
No, if I got a text, I was, like, on a plane, and I got off the plane, and I turned my phone on, and I got the text about having to move out. And I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't miss it, do you?
I don't miss the... No, I don't think so. I don't... No.
No, but just moving is a hassle.
It's a nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah.
This place is huge. Yeah. By comparison.
I don't miss having five different colors of wood in the living room.
Having to step up and then down and to go to the bathroom.
Dude, I'll say this.
It's every time somebody would eat it on the way to the bathroom in the middle. Some poor girl trying to feel around in the middle of the night.
Having to go pee after sex.
And then you're in your room and you just hear...
And you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, you're going to want to step up.
You had to step up and then a step down for some reason.
No, the door's cut like that now.
Yeah, no, they cut the bottom of the door while I was at work.
Unbelievable. Wait, okay, so Romania's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I applied as a joke. I was in Spain last year. I met a comic in Barcelona who had done it. And I was like, Barcelona. And I was like, what? Why? And they were like, they don't have a lot of comics in Ukraine. Or in a, not Ukraine, in a room.
Hey, they don't have a lot of comics there anymore.
Or carpenters, or cobblers, or soldiers, really.
And, any men under 50. Yeah.
So she was like, yeah, well, here's who books it. And I was like, as a joke, I applied. Then I got a WhatsApp message. Hey, we got, yeah, right, for sure, a scam. Hey, yeah. We got your application, and if you want to do it, she goes, I don't know why you'd want to do it, but if you want, you can do it. And I was like, sign me up. And she
did
was
they pay
like,
for the flight?
No, so the girlfriend had points, and they paid for like the hotel and like a little like per diem or whatever. But it was more about the experience, sure, you know. I would definitely like we weren't making money on this at all. And it was have either of you been
to Romania?
Romania?
No, I haven't.
Guess what?
I went when it was still Transylvania.
Okay, yeah.
But that's just a switch over.
It's the former Transylvania.
Don't love it.
No.
Not great, personally. Not my favorite place I've visited.
All apologies to our contingent of Romani listeners.
Our Romanian brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Someone's going to be like, it's beautiful in the summer and whatever, but dude, it was gray and rainy the whole time I was there. Dude, when the plane landed, there were literally like four or five broken down, rusted out airplanes that they just like shoved to the side of the tarmac. So I remember awesome. The plane hitting down and it hit me like, I'm so far from home.
Yeah, and dude, I'm surprised the plane even stopped. They're like, get out.
Go.
We're picking up steam. I'm not fucking saying that.
Yeah, dude, it's a fucking nightmare. Okay, so it's my first time in like a formerly Soviet country. And I think all the years of like oppression and everything is still kind of, you can feel it. Like, okay, here's the closest. I felt like there's a certain type of European that is like a spreadsheet person. Ones and zeros, very binary.
Okay.
Germans are like this, yeah. Engineers,
okay, yeah.
Right?
Thanks,
Ryan. I think like the Swiss are like this, mm-hmm. right? And I think a lot of like that Eastern Bloc is like this too, where they're just, you tell them a joke and they'll go, yes. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Very
logic
serious.
Logic has been acquired.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they don't love comedy or magic or anything that involves wonder. They're very serious people. Every fucking Romanian person I met, this is not an exaggeration. Every single one, they were like, oh, you're not from here. Where are you from? And I go, I'm from New York, thinking that'll get like, I'm a comedian. I'm here to do a TV show. And they all just, like, literally, they're all just like, why are you here?
Yeah.
I'm doing a TV show. Okay. Why? And I'm like, I just thought it'd be cool to see Romania. That's it. Here's your coffee. One guy goes, I said to him, I keep getting asked that question. Do you not get a lot of Americans in Romania? And he goes, only if they're spies.
Whoa.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean?
Seems like a whole nation of the boy from Come and See.
It was what's Come and See?
Oh, it's like the most awful movie ever made. Like brutal movie Gummo ever made.
Kind of thing or
really violent and like war as hell.
It felt like it's brutal.
That joke bombed so badly, no.
I went, huh?
I did a couple. I tried to write some jokes about Romania.
Yeah,
they did not go over well.
Yeah, it's like y'all ever noticed that Yugoslavians walk like this?
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Actually, I do know exactly what you're talking about.
Kind of stuff like that.
So if you Google. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you Google fun facts Romania, the first thing that pops up is that Bucharest is home to the world's heaviest building. Not like tallest.
The biggest, not the tallest.
No.
Heaviest. It's the densest building.
Yes. World's heaviest building. What's it made of? My wife?
Nice.
Come on.
And then they're sitting over there being logical, like, he must have a fat wife.
They must be doing very well financially. He has a fat wife.
So I got in the night before the taping, and I did like a couple shows at clubs and stuff to test out some stuff, and it wasn't.
This is how ignorant I am. They have clubs and...
They do. They have like two comedy clubs, which is crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I got put on like a showcase, and I also did like a coffee shop show, and it was strange. I don't know, man. It was weird. They don't get the irony of the fat wife thing, because they don't have like 80s comedy as a reference. Like, yeah. They've only had comedy for like 20 years as like a thing.
Are they doing like Jerry Lewis style funny faces still?
It's a lot of just, you know, pussy. Dick,
okay.
Sex.
Okay, so
you know what I mean.
So like, it's like any other show in America.
It's
like my set,
but they're not. Okay, look. So here's
the pussy jokes aren't nuanced like American.
Here, yes, exactly, dude. Honestly, here's okay. Let's fast forward a little bit. Okay, look, I had this joke I wanted to do. Where it was just gonna be like an introductory thing, okay? I was doing some research and I found that in 2011, Romania tried to tax their witches. They have like witches, economy, like tea leaves, and you know, they'll put a curse on your boss or whatever.
Eye of Newt and whatnot.
And so what happened was like these politicians were like gonna make this cash based business taxable. And then all these witches sent so many threats to members of parliament that they dropped the bill immediately. And in the joke, I was just going to be like, I was going to make fun of you, but I don't want to get a tail. I'm not going to make fun of witches. Yeah. And let me just say, and then I was going to say in Romanian, I love witches. It's just like a little like jerk off, hey, we like this guy kind of, you know, the tricks. There's always like a trick little like me moment up top, right? Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Okay, they're witches are, and I don't know if this is okay or not, okay, but there, when people talk, people were like, what is witch? What is witch? And I'd explain it and they go, oh, gypsy.
And I'm like, you know?
And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can say that. And like literally at these shows, like the comics and the audience members are like, you can say whatever the fuck you want. Like one guy, one comic was like, you can say, and he said like the N-word. He was like, you can say that if he's a white guy. He's like, you can say that if you want, man. People don't give a fuck. This is Romania. Yeah. And I'm like, that's cool, man. Thanks, Ivan. I do not want to say
care.
That.
Yeah.
I do care enough to not throw that around. I just want to be, okay, so jury's out on if I can do this, right? I get to the taping, and you show up at 8 a.m. You start taping at 10 a.m. I'm not on till like 8 or 9 p.m. because they keep you in like a hole. It was just brutal, dude. Ugh. Also, 8 a.m. over there is 1 a.m. over here. So it's just like I was just haven't slept, you know, all day. It's a nightmare. They put you in makeup. They're doing like interviews. They're doing like off camera. Like, it's great
to
be here.
English?
Yeah, broken English.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a moment where the segment producer comes over and he's like, all right, tell me your jokes. And I'm like, okay. And he just kind of goes through. And I was like, I was going to do this thing about witches. And he's like, what's witch? And what is this witch?
What's witch?
What is this witch? And
you're
that's
who's on
first.
No, but I go, people have told me maybe say gypsy. And he's like, you can't say gypsy on TV. And I was like, okay. He's like, you're going to offend the gypsies. True. Seriously.
Awesome.
So I'm like, and it's like, I've gone back and forth on like whether or not, like, is it okay to, but ultimately it's like, if you talk about gypsies, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about a nomadic tribe of people that live in southern Romania.
Yeah.
That's what they are. And that's how they get by. Okay. Totally fine with that. Okay, cool. So I won't do the gypsy joke. Okay, fine. I'm waiting to go up. I meet a couple other comics from Spain who are also speaking English, right?
What's your point at me?
Well, no, because I don't know. Because
he had met someone from Barcelona. who told him to do it.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for paying attention.
I'm paying attention sometimes.
So I was like, oh, yeah, that's how I wound up here, blah, blah, blah. They go up, right? You can like watch their set from the green room, right? Okay, first one up is one of them's a woman. She goes up and she's talking about this reality show where you like see the person naked, you don't talk to them, and that's who you
naked
whatever.
Attraction.
Thank you, Naked Attraction, right? And she's like,
some of the world's ugliest penises you ever seen in your entire life on that show.
But real monsters.
So her joke is about how like it starts with like the women's pussies and they're all like tidy and neat, and if it was me, it would be like a mess because I have like an ugly pussy or whatever, right? Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. There's
hey honey,
I like it. I like it.
I'm like, yeah, I like it.
Hey honey, a meal don't gotta be pretty for me to eat it.
So
you eat pussy with the eyes first.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. There's four judges, right? A guy, a woman, and then another guy. And the guy in the end, the last guy that I mentioned, he's like the bad guy. He's like the Simon Cowell. Yeah, yeah. He's the one who will like fuck with you, right? So the woman goes up. She's like talking about it. She's got like a messy pussy. And the guy,
her pussy's animal style.
And the guy, the like rapper guy stands up and puts his hands like this and he's just like doing that at her.
Oh,
just doing that at her while she's talking.
While she's talking.
Behavior that would get anyone fired in any other country. Like,
they're like, he's the star.
Yeah,
he's the star.
Dude, he goes, I don't know what you're saying, but I love pussy. Thumbs up. And he gave it, and she got like enough thumbs up to like pass the fucking thing, right? And then the other guy goes up from Spain, and he's got this joke about how he's like, oh yeah, I'm ADD, and when I was a kid, I used to have to be in the special ed classes, but when I was young, they called me something else.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
We all know what this
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Did he say the word or did he say something else?
Well, he said they used to call me something else.
Yeah. Okay.
And then that rapper guy goes, say it. <You know. laughs> on television.
Say it.
Say it. Say the word.
You know what? Respect.
Yeah.
Because that's the way that I would be heckling someone to Diego.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, it's crazy, dude. But, yeah. But
that's
this is
fucking awesome.
They wanted him to say it.
Say
on
it
TV.
Is say it is really funny.
He's standing and goes, say it, and then you hear a gun cock underneath the desk.
Say it.
Yeah, but I was told not to say gypsy, so I'm like, I don't know what to do. And in retrospect, I wish I just like went for it, but instead I just cut all the Romanian jokes I was gonna do, and it cut a few minutes off my time, and I was like, whatever, short and sweet. I'm so tired. I just want to go back and sleep. Let's just get this over with. And I go up and I do my jokes, and like the audience doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
You can't really tell how you're doing. They applaud at weird intervals because the light just comes on like randomly. So like halfway through a setup, they'll just start clapping. Oh, actually, you know what's
a fucking nightmare?
You know what's really funny? My last joke. So I've got this joke where I'm like, I used to wait tables and I waited on this guy who left me a note, and on the back of his receipt, he wrote, "Are you into dudes? Call me." Okay. Now, I'm not going to do the joke beat for beat, but in the joke, I go, I was offended because I don't want to fuck a dude. And I pause. You build tension with silence. And I go, I don't want to fuck a dude. I want to fuck a man. Somebody with his shit together. Release of tension. Ha, 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 ha. That's the formula of the joke. In Romania, I go, I don't want to bang a TV. I go, I don't want to bang a dude. They all start clapping. All the audience is like, yeah, why would
you? And you're
you?
Like, oh, right. I was homophobia.
Like, oh, no.
Fuck.
Oh, what a nightmare. And I go, I want to bang a man. And I heard somebody go, ugh.
Yeah.
No shit. Dude, at one point.
Another gun cocks.
So I go, all right, thanks. That's my time. And I have like an earbud in with a translator so that they can tell me what the judges are saying. And they go, no, they want to see more. And I'm like, what? They go, yeah, they don't think you did long enough. They want to see more. So I go, oh, fuck. Well, okay. Well, I don't want to do the gypsy thing. The first joke that popped in my head, I don't know why, is like my most personal sad thing. It's about my dad drinking himself to death and how I he was like, and I was like, all right, do you guys like a dark joke? Let's go. And I'm sorry. And then the rapper guy, like two beats into it, goes, hey, would you ever fuck an alien? And I'm like, what? And I'm thinking like, okay, he's going somewhere with this. So I go, yeah, you gotta for the story, right? Thinking I'm like setting him up.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. All right,
fuck me running, man.
Back to this bit about my dad dying. You know?
Anyway,
Do you have one? Why are you asking?
Fucking brutal. So after the end of everything, they do their judges. Judge one. I don't know what you were saying. Thumbs down. Okay.
I don't know.
Crazy. Judge two. He goes, you were too worried about being politically correct. Thumbs down. Okay. I don't know where that came from. I had jokes about gay or whatever. It doesn't matter. And then the woman who's like, she's like a pop singer over there. She's very nice. She kind of gives everybody a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate you trying. Thumbs up. All right. Now it's the rapper guy who I'm like already like, fuck this guy. He's a piece of shit. And he goes, I liked it. Thumbs up. And he goes, when you write your jokes, you remind me of myself when I write my raps. You got all this fucked up shit in your head.
Oh, no. God damn it.
I was like, whoa, what? But 2 out of 4 is still not enough to progress. Then I got off stage and he stopped the filming. He got up out of his chair and he ran over and I could smell whiskey on his breath. Oh. And he goes, I fucking liked it, man. I meant that shit. Oh. And I was like, oh, thanks. Man, that sucks. It's the one guy I wanted to hate me.
Yeah.
And then I got on a plane the next day.
Oh, man.
Fucking, and I was laid in bed. I remember laying in bed that night. Like, the whole time I was like, I don't care. Like, whatever. The joke is that I'm here in the first place. Yeah. And then you're laying in bed and you're like, I could have got him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I still had all these other, oh, I wish I told this joke instead. Oh, and I wish I said to this guy. But it was a fucking, look, I'm sure there's parts of Romania that are cool. But for like the week I was there, I didn't find too much to do. You know what I did do? Their national cuisine. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought about doing like a Alonzo Hamburger Jones thing where instead of saying hamburger, I say their national dish.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right. So let me try that real quick.
Please.
I don't want to fuck a dude. I want to fuck a man. Sarmale. What do you think? Should I have done that?
Yeah, yeah.
I cut that. Should I have done it?
You'd be like, they'd be like, what? And you're like, okay, in America, there's a comedian named Hamburger.
Okay, so a hamburger is, you know the thing that you guys run over when you land a plane?
Yeah.
Sometimes we mush that up into a patty.
It's like a sandwich.
And then you eat it. And that's kind of our national food. And then a guy, that became his nickname somehow. And a nickname is like a slur, but you like it.
You keep making, he will say it.
And then he would just say that at the end of his jokes.
Sarmale.
Yeah.
Sarmale.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
What's the size of the audience at Romania's Got Talent?
So they're like pretty recessed. They're like they're so fucking far away. They're like,
yeah, because it has to be like a gap and then the judges and then another gap.
So I'm ballparking here. There was maybe like
50.
No, it's probably like maybe like 100.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
It's smaller than
there's like two rafters basically.
Yeah. Because in my head, it's smaller and bigger. I'm like, how many fucking Romanian people have the day off from the putting dirt on your face factory? Like, go to this fucking tape, this fucking 15-hour taping or whatever.
Yeah, the laugh factory in Romania is a very different thing. It's a clown toy printing company, and the clowns are sad and they're brown.
Dude, it was fucking brutal.
That's awesome.
Let me show you.
Yeah, show us whatever. Let's go right into Energy Drink Corner, though, off that awesome story. That sounded sarcastic. I love that story. Yeah. I don't know why I said it like that.
Remember that bullshit.
That fucking awesome story, dude.
This great fucking one. Jag.
We got the Colorado Go Fast Energy. Have we done this one?
We didn't do this flavor. We've done Go Fast. This is another one that our friend Matt sent us.
Yeah, Matt fucking rocks, dude. Matt. Matt's a king. Go Fast Energy Colorado Special Edition. No artificial flavors or sweeteners. Honey, ribose, nicin, taurine, ginseng, guarana, riboflavin, vitamin B6, vitamin
B12.
Oh, here we go. It's a poem.
Oh, thank God.
Go Fast was formulated with valuable input from riders, flyers, drivers, racers, skiers, runners, cyclists, and athletes of all kinds to bring you the most functional and best tasting energy supplement. Go Fast is a global lifestyle and energy brand which is dedicated to making a cleaner and healthier difference in the world.
So Red Bull.
Yeah.
It's Red Bull.
Why, I'm confused, why it's Colorado edition. They do one for every state?
No, I think Go Fast is based in Colorado.
It looks like piss. Yeah, here, that's for you.
Hey.
It really looks like
take a sip and then give me a sip.
Oh, awesome.
Because you guys are already...
Yeah, I think we just forgot cups.
I forgot a fucking cup. Cheers.
But you guys have already cross-pollinated.
Oh, yeah, no, dude, we share drinks all the time.
Yeah. You guys share a toothbrush.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It just makes more sense.
We've shared...
Yeah, why waste the money on toothbrush?
We've shared sexual partners.
Yeah, it definitely looks like it's just off-brand Red Bull.
Doesn't taste like it, though.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
This actually tastes kind of interesting.
Go fast.
It has a...
apple juice.
It doesn't have that strong tang... that Red Bull does.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that bite.
Tastes like apple juice.
It kind of has a cotton candy thing going on.
Maybe
or a bubble gum. I don't get that at
or
all.
A bubble gum or something. There's something. Or maybe it's. Smell it. Does that smell like bubble gum to you? Is it on the nose?
Man, I don't know. I'm not getting bubble gum. It's weird. I'm getting the apple juice.
Oh, I know what it is. Cum.
Yeah.
My cum
bubble
glass.
Bubble cum.
I get
the like the artificial bubble gum like sweetness.
Okay.
Yeah,
I understand where you're coming from. I think you're wrong, and you sound fucking stupid.
You're fucking stupid,
for
dog.
Sure. I'm a very dumb man.
That's
absolutely.
The kind of energy drink that makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna take another sip.
Monster's like that, dude. Monster makes my stomach.
Original
hurt.
Monster, yes.
Yeah, that's the only one I've had. I swore off the brand when it started giving me tummy.
It's the
aches.
Worst one.
Can I see that can?
All the ones are better.
Oh, actually, I did get. Dude, you were right.
Thank you.
The Clip yellow it. Red Bull
it's the greatest thing of all time.
Are amazing.
Yeah, really
dude,
good.
Dude, I stopped drinking them because they have calories in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when I was in the UK, they had a sugar-free version, zero cal, and I went to fucking town on those suckers, I'll tell you that.
Can I top off a little
dude,
more?
Dude, please. Top me off whenever you want.
I don't like that.
I want to get lit.
I'm going to give that a 2.
Which one?
That, the one you're drinking.
This?
I don't like that. 2 out of 5 lightning bolts. 0 means you hate it, obviously. 5 means you like it so much you'll go online to order yourself some.
Okay.
It's not disgusting. I'm going to say 2.25. It's not disgusting to me.
Out of 5, you said?
Out of 5.
Yeah, it's it goes down surprisingly easy.
Mm.
And a lot of energy drinks have so much whatever they're masking. This almost tastes like a watered-down Red Bull.
Yeah. You're right there. You're correct.
If it's something you want to drink quick... You know, I'm going to give it a 3. I'm going to give it just a bump above. Because you're right, it's not... This is going to sound so fucking crazy that it's not complex enough for somebody
true.
Who really wants to have an experience.
Yeah.
But if you've got a shotgun something... Okay, here's what I... This is what this
going?
Is for. I know exactly what this is
going
for.
Going fast.
You're a line cook, and you're working a clopin. Yeah. All right? You were there all day last night, and now you got to open again. Because Saturday nights are busy, but Sunday brunch... is just as packed, okay? Shotgun, go fast, Colorado, speci dish.
And you're going to want to drink this. The perfect way to drink this is you're going to want to be kind of squatting in an alley, and you're going to be smoking whatever brand of cigarette your coworker has.
Yeah, dude, yeah, you're squatting just to give your calves like a little bit of a break.
And then you're just kind of like... You're like, oh, Newport 100. I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to really have to take a break on this. Or I'm going to have to stub this thing out and put it behind my ear in a sexy way.
Yeah. I feel like different, and I don't know why. I just feel like that. I feel like if you're a, because here's the thing that bothers me.
Yeah.
And I get it. I do get it. No. That they're trying to act like they appeal to like extreme sports or something.
Healthy people.
This is for roofers. This is for truckers.
Yeah, they never really lean into the real audience.
Never do, and I wish they would.
You should be drinking this standing in a Home Depot parking lot hoping you get work today.
Yeah.
Like, that's who it's for.
Yes.
That's what it is for.
Yeah, man.
That was like when I saw there's a brand of energy drink called Venom, which is like 99 cents, and it comes in a completely opaque gray bottle.
The most unappealingly...
motor oil.
Motor oil. Literally motor oil comes in that. But Mobile One comes in this same fucking container.
But I saw a guy who obviously had just got done sheetrocking. He had a can of Venom and a bottle of Venom, and he was pouring the can into the bottle for easier transport.
Buddy.
And I was like, damn, brand loyalty on the Venom.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have you had Venom on here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not very good.
It doesn't look like it'd be good.
It's not bad.
It's not good. The gray bottle is interesting to me, though.
It's a fucking
You were talking about this one, or were you talking about a different logo?
It's a similar logo.
There's a plastic bottle.
It's a plastic bottle that's like gray. It's really...
It's just like... just Dollar Helvetica energy drink.
Yeah, yeah. I wish it's like the energy. It'd be an energy drink in Repo Man. Yeah.
It's a rough yeah. drink.
Yeah, yeah. That's got to be one of the worst you've had, right?
It's up there. I mean, Venom? The Rock's is the worst.
The Rock.
The Rock's Zoa. Zoa's the worst energy.
That's crazy because I feel like he has so much integrity when he picks his projects.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It's so
whatever
wild.
His
who
fucking tequila fucking Casamigos. That's not
oh, that, fuck but it is. I don't know what
Terra Madre.
It just how much money do you need? I don't. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
How much till you're happy, Dwayne?
No, it's impossible.
World fucking domination. Apparently.
He's got to have something on somebody.
I think people have something on him.
Something on him.
Oh, and, yeah. and that's how they and work whipping, you. And they're whipping him.
Bingo. Yeah.
So that they can keep leeching him.
Yeah.
He's an old man. He should be working out that hard.
He should not be that big.
This is as strong as he's ever been.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
he's the
yeah,
biggest
yeah, yeah.
he's ever been.
He's the biggest and strongest
but
he's ever been.
Do you
been.
Think he's stronger now than he's ever been?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. He's huge.
Does size equal strength?
Kind of.
Not always, right?
Not always, but it depends what you quantify as strength.
I think he's got one of those Bugs Bunny inflatable muscle suits. Mm. Yeah. You know? I know that you
he's
can...
a bike tie, like a bike...
pump, and he puts it up his ass.
His back, yeah.
I've heard that just because you have big muscles doesn't mean you can lift more than the guy next to you, right? That it could be kind of... Like, the muscles can be, like... weak, if
not
that makes sense, but
really.
Inflated.
Like there's people that...
Like steroids, right? If you're juicing, right? Do like steroids make you stronger or does this make your muscles inflated? Does that make sense or does this...
You're
does,
thinking of creatine.
Creatine.
Creatine will hold more water, but it's still... You're still strong. It just aesthetically looks bigger.
Okay.
But steroids make you stronger. Absolutely make
steroids
you stronger.
Steroids make you stronger.
And if you're big, you're strong. There's people that aren't big and are strong.
Yeah.
And they're just weird freaks of nature, or they train in a very specific way, like the old Romanian, Eastern Bloc powerlifter bodybuilder Olympic weightlifting guys. They're like 5'2"
yeah.
and like 130, and they're fucking snatching a ton of weight because they work out in a very specific way. But it's like, if you're big, you're probably strong.
Okay.
You might not have great cardio.
Okay.
Maybe you're not that strong in a
slow.
Specific pattern.
Yeah,
you're
yeah,
slow,
yeah.
But you're not weak.
Okay.
In my my opinion, what do I know?
Yeah, but there's a bodybuilding thing where it's like you can get pretty big muscles doing a lot of reps with low weight because you're still like fatiguing the muscle. It just takes a lot longer. So I think that could be like a thing where people are like, oh, they're just using whatever 30-pound dumbbells and curling those. But oh, they need to curl them 70 times instead of 15.
Right.
To get the same amount of like stress on your muscles. But I think I can beat up any Mr. Olympia.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? Just
who
say
would
it.
Who would you rather fight?
Yeah.
Butterbean?
Yeah. Ooh.
Or The Rock?
Oh,
The Rock.
Yeah, for sure The Rock.
Like now or
I just meant like who
height.
Do you think or who do you think would win in a fight?
Butterbean,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he's not as big. Like that's like what I mean. But he trains to punch.
But that's,
I guess. Yeah, but you know what
different.
I mean?
It's different. It's that in that modality.
He's like a big
is,
guy, but he's not like The Rock.
He's like I bet The Rock would beat him in a weightlifting competition, mm-hmm. but in a fist right. fight, I think Butterbean would have to get one good shot on The Rock, and he would be sand instead of The Rock.
There you go. Here you get beat,
I like
beat
that.
Down
that,
to rock.
I like that a lot.
That's not bad, right?
I did.
Perfect. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Oh man, this went so quick.
Of course, buddy.
I'm going to hang out for a while.
Absolutely.
By all means. Plug Kevin has a new special.
Yeah.
Please, it's so funny. Please go watch Kevin's special. I'll put the link on all of the Instagram and the Twitter and the YouTube. But follow Kevin. What's your at? Give him your at.
Yeah. At Kevin K. C. Wyatt on all socials. And the special is called Harangue. And it's on 800 Pound Gorilla.
You got to watch it. Do us a favor. This is our buddy. We love him. Watch a special. It's 40 minutes? 40 something minutes?
Yeah, I try to keep it short.
Keep it fun and short.
Yeah. I have no attention span.
Who needs it? Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi.
Follow Diego Lopez at this Diego Lopez.
Patreon.com/alittletimepod for 4 bonus episodes a month, plus video of all 8 episodes a week before everyone else. We love you. We'll see you next time. Don't tell anybody about the voices we did this episode.
Yeah, please.
We're sorry.
We're going to clip it, but keep it a secret. Bye.